I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We got to talk about Casey Anthony
girl,
in a second, which
girl,
is crazy.
Girl.
But before we get into someone like the sad, true crimey stuff of all this, I want to talk to you about TV shows. Because how many times have you been in a conversation with a friend and they're like, girl, have you seen blah, 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 White Lotus, Bridgerton, Outlander, Severance.
1923.
You have to watch it. It's so good. And all you can think in the back of your head is, oh my God, it's probably not even up my alley. I don't know if it's good. And they're like, no, you got to give it a few episodes. Well, turns out there's research that shows that it actually takes a certain amount of episodes for the average TV show to get good. Some of the most iconic TV shows in the world actually take an average number for you to actually be interested in it. And if you had to throw out a number out there, how many episodes do you think it takes the average TV show to get going?
Okay, so I'm experiencing this. This is hilarious. I'm experiencing this right now because I've been a fan of White Lotus since the first season. However, I was very disappointed when I turned on season three and I didn't get the...
No context to that?
That's the theme song.
It's a theme song. But they took out the of the theme song. And I'm like, y'all, this is such a bust. So I'm watching the new season of White Lotus, which is about a fancy hotel. And they have multiple locations. First, we were in Maui. Then we were in Italy. Now we're in Thailand. Okay. I'm three episodes in, and I'm finally hooked.
Really?
It took three episodes. It's been a drag, man. Like, they're doing too much. And I'm sure on the back end, it'll all make sense, but I'm finally somewhat invested to figure out where this is going and all the, cause they have multiple storylines and to figure out how people's storylines are going to tie up. But it took me to episode three to get there.
Okay. Episode three.
It's very rare that I watch a new show and it hooks me from the very first episode, which is why I think I love Paradise so much, which Bert and I come in here and talk about all the time. Cause that was an example of a show that has done that. But on average, I was going to say 3 to 4 episodes before I feel like, okay, I'm hooked. I try to stick it out to at least three if I don't feel it immediately.
For me, I think the first season, the first three episodes of every first season, it will never get better than that. So if I'm not hooked by episode three, I'm out. But new research from IMDb ratings said that most TV shows don't get good or don't get people invested until episode six.
Get out of here.
That's like six. That's literally the first season.
Yeah.
It doesn't get good until season one ends. But some of the top episodes or some of the top series that have been listed and involved in this study are Breaking Bad.
That was my first thought.
Apparently took six episodes to get there.
It did.
Doctor Who, six episodes. Friends, seven episodes. South Park, eight episodes. And Seinfeld, 16 episodes.
What?
16 episodes to get good?
To get good for Seinfeld.
Those are sitcoms. I feel like it's a little different. Like, they should be good from the beginning.
You should be giggling and kicking your feet episode two.
And that's also, you have to think, too, those are, I feel like those are seasons that have, like, how many episodes were in those seasons?
30.
And whereas now, like, you watch White Lotus, you have, like, what, maybe eight episodes?
Mm-hmm.
So
right at the end, that's when they hook you. They're like, wait, how does it end?
Yeah, watch the whole season before you determine if you like it.
All right, so back to Casey Anthony. So she's joined TikTok, which I think a lot of people are like, sit down, put your phone down. Like, you shouldn't be here. Specifically because she was acquitted of murdering her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. And a lot of people feel like even though she was acquitted, they still believe that she actually did it.
How long ago was that trial?
2008. So
wow.
This is what, 15 years ago?
Yep.
And so now she's on TikTok claiming that she is a legal advocate and she's starting a newsletter to advocate for other individuals. So she got on TikTok and said, I'm a legal advocate. I'm a researcher. I've been in the legal field since 2011. And in this capacity, I feel that it's necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate that I start to advocate for myself and also advocate for my daughter. And now she's starting a Substack, which is basically like a newsletter where she's going to communicate with people directly about legal matters. I don't even know what she could talk about on a weekly basis in a newsletter, but just know if you want to subscribe to it, it's out there.
Well, she had a bird's eye view. She has like firsthand perspective of the legal system and having sat through that trial. So, I mean, I don't doubt that she has insider information. I just don't know if that's a person you want to get it from.
Yeah, the comments definitely tell me that the world is not ready to or willing to accept her opinions on much of anything at this point.
I mean, yeah. I mean, when you're accused of murdering your daughter, and even though you're acquitted, the court of public opinion is really where things matter if you're going to be free. So Casey Anthony's now on the TikTok, and if you want to follow her, she's out there. All right, Jay-Z is taking legal action against the woman who alleged sexual assault against him and then retracted her case. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.